Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Call 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424.
Optima Tax Relief.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
All 3 hours today, coming to you from Dallas, Texas, I am Dave Graveline. Thanks for joining us Into Tomorrow. We're broadcasting from the 25th anniversary of Knowledge Fest from the Mobile Electronics Association, covering all kinds of cool mobile tech stuff for your vehicles, sound and alarms and just auto and video, just everything imaginable. Lots of cool stuff. And of course, if you don't hear all 3 hours, be sure to come and get the Into Tomorrow free podcast. Subscribe to them. You won't miss a minute. This Knowledge Fest special from Dallas on Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by
Directed, driving the evolution in the aftermarket automotive industry. Visit directed.com.
As Into Tomorrow continues from Knowledge Fest in Dallas, Texas, I am Dave Graveline. Our next guests are with an audio company that prides themselves with sounding great, among other things. And they do a lot more than just audio. Please welcome with us a senior marketing manager for Kenwood, is Scott Caswell. Scott, welcome Into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Thank you. Very good.
Good. And the national training and content development manager for Kenwood. And yes, it all fit on his card, Seth Halstead. Seth, welcome Into Tomorrow.
Thanks, Dave. Glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you guys with us. So I introduce you as an audio company because I think most of us over the years, how long has Kenwood been around anyway?
It's been around in car audio since 1980, but
yeah,
it goes
before that. My gosh,
yeah,
you know, home stereo, hi-fi, you know.
The first FM tuner sold in the U.S. was Kenwood.
Wow,
yeah,
that goes way back.
It goes way back.
So we predominantly know you guys as an audio company,
and that's our DNA.
Yep, and of course you're showing audio stuff here at the Mobile Electronics Association's Knowledge Fest.
Yes,
but it doesn't end there. But what are some of the audio things that are getting a lot of attention here?
Well, the technologies that are kind of driving the mobile segment, which is what we're in, is like CarPlay and Android Auto, and now they've kind of gone to the next iteration of those with wireless.
Yeah.
So wireless is the big deal. Nobody wants to have to plug anything in.
We've discovered already here at Knowledge Fest, wireless is the buzzword.
It is.
Right?
It
Everybody's
is.
Got wireless something or other, and they're all pretty cool products, generally.
They are very cool products. And so CarPlay and Android Auto kind of feed into the safety in the car class, because it simplifies the interface for the driver so that they're not distracted. Mm-hmm. And as a part of that, we have other safety features that we're introducing, such as this drive camera that we're showing here.
So I got a nice dash cam as well from Kenwood. Go figure. I wouldn't have thought of Kenwood as a dash cam company.
We're actually really big into it. In Japan, we're like the number one brand in Japan for dash recorders. So it's something that's kind of new for the U.S. market, but it's really taken off around the world. And we have quite a few SKUs. This is one of the newest ones. We've actually introduced three new SKUs here at the show. And this one, I can let Seth speak to it because he's our trainer and he knows the product probably better than anybody.
And of course, in our little tease video that we did for social media, it was pointed out that I was holding it upside down. And it was like, oops, sorry. But by the time you're seeing this and that, Chris probably has fixed it. But Seth tells me, not a problem. How is it not a problem?
Dave, not to worry at all. It's not a problem because this new generation of dashboard cameras actually has 180-degree image reversal. So not only could you mount this up on a windshield facing forward, but if you had a vehicle where you needed to, for example, mount it on a dashboard and upside down, you could actually mount it upside down, simply go into the setting menu, and then the image will flip.
Nice. So the fact that it was just Kenwood upside down at the moment was not an issue, because the image can flip. Simple programming, no doubt. Simple setting in the app.
Right, example. In the menu. It's just so simple to change.
Right there. And this is available now, this new dash cam?
This is available now. So this is the DRV-A301W. This is a standalone.
I think you need a few more numbers and letters in the model number.
Well, of course.
Yeah. It's like his business card.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, okay, I'm sorry, but available now.
It is. It just started shipping recently, and it's completely standalone. So it comes with both a suction cup mount. You could put it up on the windshield, or a fixed mount that could attach via the 3M sticky tape type material. So very easy. But what's so cool about this is not the way that it mounts, but the way that it can detach. And this is what is really revolutionary. It has a detachable magnetic mount. So if you look at the front of it there, if you need to be able to detach this from where it mounts to the windshield, you can simply pull it apart and hide it away, or do whatever you need to do with it. Makes the installation easier, every aspect of it easier.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of people have said, I want a dash cam, or I've got a dash cam, but I worry every time I may come out and find a smashed window and no dash cam.
That's right. So if you're at an area where you don't want to leave the dash cam in the vehicle, you can simply just attach it. So, you know, we're known for detachable faceplate radios. Yeah. Well, now you have a detachable dashboard camera.
Go figure. One of your guys came up with that to say, hey, that's one of the things we're known for. Let's take it that step further for the dash cam.
And another feature of most of our dash cams, too, is they have a shock sensor. So if you did leave it in and it was connected to hardwired to the vehicle for constant power, if it senses like somebody breaking a window, mm-hmm. it turns on and records.
Good.
Or if somebody bumps into your car, it turns on and records. So it has an incident recorder.
Now, is there a suggested retail price on these, ballparking even, so listeners, viewers have an idea?
Yep. So these have a street price at $120 as a standalone model.
That's very affordable, I think, for what this does.
It really is.
And compared to a lot of others on the market.
Yeah. And one of the coolest new features about this, besides the detachable mount, is its wireless link.
Yeah.
All right. So you got the buzzword, wireless technology. Now, you can take your Android or your iOS device and literally connect it up with Wi-Fi Direct. So you're making the connection from your phone directly to the dashboard camera. You can instantly review an event. Let's say you were just in an accident and you need to email it or upload it to social media. Mm-hmm. If it's a cool event, maybe you just hit a deer and you want to show the world how interesting that was. Oh, maybe not cool, but interesting.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You can instantly use the Kenwood Dashcam Manager app on your phone and upload it to social media in a matter of moments.
So
no need to take that SD card out and put it in a computer.
So it stores basically only on the camera, but you can access it onto your mobile device.
Yes.
And save it, email it,
correct,
store it however you'd like, right?
Exactly right.
Learn more at Kenwood.com, just like it sounds, KENWOOD.com. Scott and Seth, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here at Knowledge Fest. Cool
Thank you,
stuff.
Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
And our pleasure. Keep making the neat products and we'll talk about them more
All
and
right.
more.
We appreciate it.
It's our pleasure again, Kenwood.com. We'll meet you in the meantime at IntoTomorrow.com, where we'll link to their site and all of our guests from here at Knowledge Fest in Dallas. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network as Into Tomorrow continues.